Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hitting you up today from the beautiful film studios over here at 777 Kipling in Toronto. I wanted to talk to you this morning. I wanted to talk to you about a little story. Let's start there. Okay. So this is where this guy I know, we'll just call it this guy I know. You know, this guy I know, he really wants this girl he likes. He really wants her to see him a certain way, to appreciate, approve him, to love him unconditionally, he wants the fire in her eyes to sparkle when she sees him. You know, he wants butterflies in her stomach, so he's willing to do a lot of stuff in order to make that thing happen, right? So this guy, he sees this girl. And, you know, little by slowly, she asks him to do certain things. Some of these things he's totally in agreement with, and he's all for, and he's ready to rock and roll. He's gung-ho, yee-haw, rah-rah, sis-boom-bah. You get the picture, right? At those times, there's nothing that's incongruent with what's going on the inside versus what's happening on the outside. She's in love with that guy, or she's in like with that guy, and you know, everything's the way it should be. All is well in the world. Couple times here and there, though, she asks him to step outside of his comfort zone and to do something he doesn't want to do, to become something, maybe blow off an appointment with another friend or something work related or business building. He's not really so interested in that, but he still says yes. You know, he doesn't voice that either. Very important. He doesn't voice that. He just tells her, yeah, okay, honey, let's do that. Rock and roll, little by slowly, this kind of incongruence starts to diverge and it builds. So little by slow, she asks more and more and more, you know, since you enjoyed that last time so much, which he said, you know, and offered to her wholeheartedly, which he didn't enjoy entirely. He had some things he could have been doing, but because he really wanted to make her happy, he wanted to please her, he said yes. Little by slowly, she asks for other things, and little by slowly, he accepts these arrangements, agreements, these places, these meetings, and he starts to diverge again from that person that he really wants to be. He wants to focus on his business. He wants to focus on other relationships, other friendships. He wants to focus on his own personal development. He wants to hit the gym. He wants to sort out some paperwork, whatever it is. But he doesn't tell her that. And so he starts to get a little grind when he sees her picking up, when he sees her calling, because he kind of knows when she's about to ask him to do something or go somewhere he's not really interested in. But because his vested interest, his overall performance is based in how she sees him, and because he's so invested in that relationship, he keeps saying yes, way past the point of anything. So inside now, he's starting to get a little grimy. Inside, he's starting to grind his teeth a bit. So when she sees him, she's getting a smile on the outside, but inside, he'd rather be somewhere else doing something else. You know, and if I told you that story, and if I continued on down that path, the guy gets mad, he gets resentful, he gets angry, and yet he still shows up with a smile because he doesn't have the capacity to say no. I want to leave you with something today. No is a total and complete sentence. You understand me? No is one complete sentence, requires nothing. No admission, no explanation. But see, most of us, myself included, especially today, and that's why I'm talking about this, most of us have this inability to actually just say no and leave it alone. We say no and then give an explanation. And sometimes I even find myself talking myself out of the reason that I just explained as the reason as to why I'm not going to do what it is that I just said no to. And so then it turns into a yes. The girl, the guy, the friend, the boss, the whoever, whatever, you know, what they're looking at, who they're actually in love with, who they're liking, who they're offering up their time and attention to, it's really an illusion, right? Because if they could see the guy on the inside who's basically saying, go fuck yourself, I really don't want to be doing this right now, because I don't know about you, that's how my inner voice speaks still, then they wouldn't like that guy. So the truth of the matter is what they're seeing and what you're projecting or what I'm projecting is this illusion, and these people are in love with this illusion, yet on the inside it's a completely different version, you know. So my goal today has been to have some difficult conversations and to build myself up to try to be the guy that's on the inside, not the one that I want somebody to see on the outside. And I have to just keep reiterating this as well. Last time I'm going to say it, but no is a total and complete sentence. It requires zero explanation. I require zero explanation. I don't have to have people like me. I just have to have the people that love me, respect me for who I am and what I actually believe in, what I actually love, the path I actually want to walk down, the things I actually want to do, the things that are calling to me, that move me, that draw me out of bed in the morning. Every morning, you know, 7 days a week I work. So if you find yourself in that position, ladies and gentlemen, if you find yourself ever saying yes to something you really want to say no to, really stop. Just give yourself a pause. Take a look and try to learn from my experience and ask yourself, is that really who you want them to see? Or do you want to be honest, gut level honest with somebody so that they can love you for who you are, for what you are, for what you believe in? You know, I need authenticity in my life today more than I've ever needed it before. I have a depth and a gratitude for that level of authenticity. When I see it in other people, the world totally comes to the aid of and rewards an honest man. Someone who's willing to walk against the grain, who's willing to swim upstream. And I've always lived that 1% lifestyle. Trust me when I tell you that. And I'm not going to stop now just because I'm on a completely different path, you know. One was 1% in the opposite direction of most people for a lot of different reasons. Today, I do what 99% of the general population will never do, because spiritual discipline, a life of rigorous honesty, it's the only thing that sustains me. Anyways, I'm going to leave you with that thought. I hope it did something for you, to you, with you. I hope it moves you, enhances and, you know, equalizes relationships as well as surpasses anything. Just these simple little tidbits of wisdom that are provided to us through life experience are so profoundly meditative and contemplative. They've changed me so much, and I'm really grateful to have had the opportunity to speak to you guys today. And go create yourself one hell of a great day. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk soon. God bless.